Yes, well, the full-time scoreline reads, and a very nice scoreline it is, Ireland 43, Scotland 21. So Ireland are crowned are triple crown champions for 2026. A lot will depend now what happens in Paris tonight. I mean, unless a miracle happens, you would have to think that France are going to win that game. But who knows? The way the Six Nations have gone and the way results have gone, it's just been crazy. I mean, it's been a fantastic match. I mean, 10 tries or 6, 9 tries scored in this game today. I know 19-7 to Ireland at halftime. Scotland come back strongly with 2 tries, and then Ireland take it away in that last 10 minutes. I mean, at 19-7 at halftime, that was tries from Jimmy Osborne after 3 minutes, and Robert Bullockram 18 minutes, and Dan Sheehan, he then had a drive over from a line out. They 2 were converted by Jack Crowley, and then we had Darcy Graham showing one of his typical dancing parts to get a try. Russell converted 19-7 at halftime, and but after the halftime whistle, the first 8 minutes of the second half was frantic. Both teams were really going at it, each other hammer and tongs, and it was eventually Scotland who got the points. Russell eventually, after a few phases, kicked to 5 metres. The ball came back a few times, and Russell then burrowed in, converting his own try. So that had brought it back to 19-14, which was the closest it had been for a while. But then Ireland put on the burners again, and Darrell Murray, who could come on as a substitute, he scored after 4 minutes on the pitch, Crowley converting. So that was 26 points to 14. Scotland again showed their strength. They came back strongly. And there was some more good play, and Rory Darts, their wing forward, who was superb throughout the game, he went over. Russell brought it back to 26-21, so at that stage Ireland were still not sure what was going to happen, but in the last 15 minutes it really started. Farrell emptied the bench, he must have been very confident, and it paid off a few minutes later when Tommy O'Brien finished off in the corner after strong running by McCluskey and Bundyaki, Crowley converting. Scotland were penalised and Crowley added another 3. 36-21, 8 minutes to go. Things looking pretty good. Russell then again got them into another very good position, but Nick Timoney turnover, that took the pressure off with 5 minutes to go. And then four minutes later, Scotland tried to run the ball out from their own line. They dropped it. McCluskey picked it up, popped it over to O'Brien. He sailed over. Crowley converted. Pardon me, 43-21 to Ireland, and Ireland at this present moment now as I'm speaking, they're getting presented with the Triple Crown and very much deservedly. It's hard to believe that's the same team I watched here a month ago playing against Italy and really struggling. And you know, hindsight's a great thing, but if they had won that day with a try bonus point, who knows what today would have meant for them. But I don't think they'll worry too much about that. They've got some silverware this year. After that first game in Paris, it didn't look like it. But certainly the crowd here, not too many have gone home at the moment. Everybody's standing here watching. The Scottish team applauding Ireland. I have to say, from a sportsman point of view, 80 minutes of rugby and there wasn't one moment of handbags in the whole game. No pushing, shoving whatsoever. Very physical commitment. No prisoners taken. But it was a great advertisement for the game of rugby, as the Six Nations has been, and certainly I think that Scotland and Townsend can feel very good, proud of what they've done, especially last week against France. But you know, they met their match here today, they tried their best, but Ireland just did too much, and to be outscored by 6 tries to 3, I don't think that you can have any questions about that. So the final score here from a pretty robust Aviva Stadium in Dublin, and the last of the Six Nations for Ireland this year, which saw them crowned as the Triple Crown champions, was Ireland 43, Scotland 21.